Hello, it's me, Meatball, and I'm alone today because I just didn't want to work with Dipper. We're in a huge fight. We will never speak to each other again. And that's the end of it. I'm just kidding. Today's episode is our live show that we did at Executive Suite in Long Beach. It's a wonderful episode. Now, I will warn you, the audio does clip a little bit, and that is truly my fault because they kept telling me not to stand in a certain spot or, like, not to hold the mic too far away, and I did it all because guess what? I got drunk. This episode, I'm very drunk. I'm doing a lot of sight gags because I'm wearing an eye patch, so anytime someone says something, I lifted it up. It's just a lot. It does start with a little skit that is bad. Then we had a wonderful guest, Six, who is the makeup artist on We're Here for Eureka O'Hara, and it is an incredible interview. I love Six. She was incredible. And then you guys are going to hear about our friend Kyle, and if anybody knows who Kyle is, please have him get in contact with us, because I can't tell if Kyle listens to our podcast and came to the show for that, or if Kyle just drunkenly stumbled in. I guess we'll never know. Oh, my God. Also, it's a really fun episode, and everyone sang the phone number with us. So, you know, sing it at home along with it. I gotta go. I'm so hungover.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Trick or treat. Excuse me, trick or treat. I'm looking for some candy. It could be the candy I just came out here and gave you. Oh, thank you. A sensible box of Nerds. Thank you. Trick or treat. Ma'am. Oh, thank you. Excuse me. Trick. Oh.
Little boy. Little boy.
Yes, that's me. I am a little boy with a full beard. Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Would you like some candy?
Oh, shit. I didn't put any out.
There's
for you.
Nothing up here for this skit.
I'm sorry. Oh, there you go. Thank you.
Would you like some candy?
Why, yes, but I'm skeptical of trusting you because you have all the telltale signs of a villain.
And what are those?
An eye patch?
Correct.
B.O.
Okay. That wasn't in the script, you fat fuck.
Well, listen, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to shake it up and do a sketch. Do some sketch comedy. Oh, you're shaking the Nerds?
I'm done with this skit. This faggot told me last night, let's do a skit. It'll be so funny because then we'll start the show and then they'll be like, what's happening? But we're acting. And I said, no, thank you. And here we are doing a skit. I'm just kidding. Enjoy those candies. And scene.
Thank you so much. Let's start the show.
Turn around and boom. Ha! You end up with us.
Sloppy seconds. Oh, Diva.
Yeah. Do you want to do that a cappella so everyone can hear your beautiful vibrato?
Sloppy seconds.
Yeah!
I really have to stop moving because I only have one eye available tonight. Take it off. Take it. Yes, Dipper!
Do you want to tell the people about your eye patch?
Okay, so if you are a listener of Sloppy Seconds, you are aware that Dipper did have a sty.
I did.
And I thought that he got it from booty holes and slapping.
But that's not how that works.
Nope, it's not science. And I made fun of him for a whole episode, and then I got a sty 2 days later.
Yeah, you see that? Karma, right? Karma.
And my boyfriend keeps on being like, it's just weird that the two of you both got styes and haven't been around each other at all in months.
I agree.
I don't know what it is. It's Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, work. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Now, I put an egg. Is anyone... Okay. Show of hands if
Welcome
you've had a...
Welcome to sty talk. Have you had a sty?
No, I'm very curious. Show of hands if you've had a sty. This is the first time. Okay. Very normal, normalizing styes. my friend. But you're making, you literally have one right now.
I know, but we don't need to normalize it. So that just means we're all dirty.
My friend told me to hard boil an egg. Let me finish.
I'm with him.
I'm with her. Told me to hard boil an egg and then put that egg on as the warm compress because it holds the heat longer. What about the snack after? I didn't eat it.
Oh my god!
I didn't eat it.
All right. Well, our number is 213.
Okay.
536. 1180. Our email is sloppysecondspot@gmail.com. Now on with the show. Hi, you slobs, you stupid little fucks, you nasty little fucks, you dirty little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper. And welcome to our show.
We are so excited to be here at Executive Suite.
He's sweet.
Big shout out to Robert and Lenny and everyone here who has made our time here so lovely.
They have been incredible this evening.
If this is your first time here at Executive Suite, you must come back for the drag show. It's
absolutely
beautiful out here under the tent. Everyone is amazing. So we feel very lucky to be here. I wrote down, well, first I wanted to say a big shout out to Delta Work who provided all our Ookie.
This all came from inside her home.
Ookie spooky.
We said props. We need a set and she said, let me grab my living room. She offered us a lot of candles. We said, no, thank you.
You should bring all these jokes when we record on Zoom.
All right, kill yourself. What? I've been drinking. Well, normally when we... I've been drinking. Here's the thing, is when we record the podcast, my back is completely turned to y'all. When we record the podcast, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I can't bring that energy at 10 a.m. Drunk energy. Well, I could.
Can you show off your pads a little to this audience? What if a ping pong ball?
The old Morgan McMichaels. I truly cannot see with this eye patch on. I don't know. I have no depth perception.
Well, the theme tonight, of course, is Creature Double Feature, which we're leaning into our Halloween-ness or Halloween vibes. What is your relationship? Do you like horror films?
No. I like Scream. I like Scream, but I don't really like gory, bloody horror films.
Yeah.
They're not my thing. Are you into them?
No, because I get scared. I've talked about this before. I get very scared. I was traumatized when I was younger because a babysitter took me over to a neighbor's house where it was like a bunch of kids who were not being watched by parents. And I watched Chucky at 5 years old, maybe?
No!
That's terrifying. Because at that age, I still believed that my dolls were, like, talking back to me and animated and have life.
Toy Story.
So, yes. I would, you know, shut the room and then open it to make sure the toys weren't moving.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah. I still do it as an adult.
So Chucky traumatized me as a child, but I heard there's a new one coming out. Is that true?
It's weird to me that you're afraid of horror, but you're not afraid of sticking your full arm up somebody. Because that, in the moment, to me, would be scarier.
Do you want to describe the video I showed you earlier?
Oh, my God. I can't. It's so physical. So he sent me a video of one of the New York drag queens who has a personal Instagram, Twitter account where they fist people. And he has a big, meaty arm. If you think Dipper has big arms, this guy is bigger. And he lifted a man up like this from his anus. And then once he got up onto his shoulder, seated, he went like this. So he was given a real ride.
And we showed that to Delta, and Delta went, oh. Is that pleasurable?
She did ask, and then Dipper, of course, went on his full speech about, I've given guys a fist and they've come. They come so hard. They go, oh, yeah.
Don't you want to talk about the people that you've made come? Like, that's a cool thing.
I've never done it from my
arm inside. You've never made anyone come?
No.
It's all about me, baby. What? It's so weird to look at people but only one eye. Can I take this off? Will you not take pictures of what's underneath here?
It's bad.
She's fully recording. No, I don't trust you, cunt.
There's no makeup.
I don't trust you
it's
at
a
all.
Total show them. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Is there a character with an eye patch in Wicked?
No. And I asked on Instagram, I was like, what's everyone's favorite eye patch character? And can you guess what everyone sent me? There was literally two answers. L Driver from Kill Bill, and then can anyone guess the second one? It was the pirate from SpongeBob.
Oh, word.
What am I supposed to do with that information?
I don't know.
I can't dress up like a pirate.
Can't you?
Maybe.
I'm like, what are you giving to
What are our topics? What are we talking about?
I think we're ready to bring out our guest.
Oh, absolutely. We have an incredible guest, but and they have nowhere to sit.
No. I'm going to... Oh, no. Behind the curtain. I need to make sure she's ready, though. Okay, great.
She was born ready. She showed up ready. She's incredible.
So we have an incredible... Ooh, we have an incredible...
You stay on your side, faggot. Stay where I can see you. I can't. The fun thing is I can't. This is great for an audio medium, you know? It's just going to be a bunch of jokes about me not seeing.
And when I said show off your...
Yeah, they're going to be like,
30 seconds of listening to silence.
Can we talk about what we did yesterday just a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about that, and then we'll bring out thank you. We'll
so
bring
yesterday
out
we did a little dress up, and I showed up with my new pads, but I had just... I had just washed my tights, which I didn't realize makes them small. So I couldn't put my pads on. And for a good 25 minutes, I was walking around a room full of a lot of people that didn't want to help me, being like, can you pull these up? Can you get these up over my pads? And everyone just laughed at me.
But you're saying that it was the tights' fault. Those are those the same pads?
No, those pads are in the trunk of my car.
Yeah, the pads that you have are double that size.
And I look amazing.
They're very big pads.
Yeah.
And the photo should we tease about the photo shoot that we did?
Yeah, we play the goulash ghouls.
No one recognizes the joke.
It's like a play of Boulé Brothers. Hey, we dressed up like the Boulé Brothers. And then we walked around talking like goddamn Muppets. I was like, oh, welcome to my scary show. We had long nails on. I couldn't touch my toes. It was a mess.
This bitch put super glue on my nails. And for anyone who does drag, you're just going to nod and say, yeah, we do that. It's part of the gig. This is traumatizing to me.
You didn't get it all?
No, I've been picking at it all day. And based on the way your thumbnail looks, I'm scared.
My thumbnail does have a hole in it. I slammed it in a car door, but I said, you know what? I'll fill it up with glue. Does that look like I filled it up to you? He goes, yeah, there's clearly still a hole in it. Thank you for telling me what I want to hear.
But it was a lot of work. I was in drag for all of 20 minutes, and it was exhausting and painful, and I wasn't even wearing anything painful. It was just that you put super glue on my nails and beated the hell out of my face.
And I did beat the hell out of your face. Talk about the clown lung.
Oh, the clown lung was real, too. Every time I took a breath, I was inhaling powder, and then I would, like, say something, and it was, like, puffs of powder.
Yes.
And they kept saying to me, why aren't you holding your breath? I'm like, why aren't you telling me to hold my breath? I've never done this
before. Because
when
I'm coming at your face with a handful of powder, I think you'd be like, but instead he was like, nah, 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 like, the whole time talking. And then I didn't realize how bad it was until he was like, oh, my God. And he coughed up baby powder. And I was like, ooh, we gotta stop.
We have fun.
We do have fun. Do you like me? Okay, well, where's our guest?
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly,
it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. You've never seen a mother and son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Okay, something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets, and you won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
So now we're going to bring out our special guest.
Ooh, I'm so excited!
She's amazing. She's gorgeous. She is a nominated makeup artist, right? The whole show is nominated.
Emmy nominated.
She's nominated. And we're so excited to chat with her. Please make some noise for Six!
All the way from We're Here!
Hey guys, how are you?
Yes!
I brought my bag. I wasn't going to leave.
Yeah,
it up
don't
there.
Trust Raja. Yeah, she's had wine.
What's up, Long Beach? How you feeling? Oh, hell yeah. Hi, Meatball.
Hi.
Six, we're so excited to have you with
us.
I'm
so glad to be here. Thank you for asking me.
How are you doing?
I'm amazing.
How was your drive from West Hollywood?
I drove here like this, for sure. Yeah.
Look at this bitch.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking gorgeous.
I didn't wake up like this, but I did drive here like this. Yeah.
Did you drive with the wig on?
I did, 100%.
Is that human?
I did not die. Yeah, somebody's. Oof. It's got energy in it, that's for sure.
Were people interested in you on the road? Does that happen while you're driving?
Absolutely. I try to drive as far as I can in the fast lane, like so that only one side of people can see me. Because if I'm between two lanes of cars, it's over. I get too distracted.
Have you ever been propositioned on the road?
No, but I have had guns waved at me. Yeah.
What?
For sure.
You live in Weehawken.
Long Beach. Oh. Come on. Y'all act like it's Long Beach. Yeah, girl. I've had a gun waved at me. Maybe tonight.
Well, you've also traveled to a lot of wild places working on the show We're
and
Here.
We have had guns waved at us there, too.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what is the craziest place that you've gone on We're Here that you can talk about?
I think the craziest place, the very first episode, was Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I think that was the strangest place that we went. For me, because I had just come off of, a very long hiatus partying on the streets of Skid Row. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I had a makeup bag, and I was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania with Eureka O'Hara, and we were filming this pilot for HBO. It was insane. I was like, it was otherworldly. It was like I'd been taken from one planet and dropped off in another.
No, the way you told that story, it sounds like you were doing makeup on Skid Row.
I mean, I'm sure I was, girl. I'm sure I was, honey.
You were like, "Why? What you got? Here. Let me fix you. Got? Let me fix you."
Yeah,
no, I'm just. What was the time between what she's referring to is you were an addict for a while
for many years. Yeah,
and you were homeless.
I was unhoused. I was Skid Row homeless. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was that like?
It was great. If you had a tent, I didn't even have a tent, bitch. I had no tents. I was just hopping from shelter to shelter, girl.
Well, what made you get into makeup post that? Like, what was your, escape?
makeup for me in the beginning, like when I first started doing makeup, I was a 14-year-old runaway in Columbus, Ohio. I met three really incredible drag queens, Armando, Treva, and Olivia. Olivia's my drag mom. And she was just so fascinating to me. She brought me into her home, and she gave me shelter and gave me food and clothed me and told me I had to read any book that was available. I just had to be reading a book, and then I had to be in bed by 9 p.m. And I was so fascinated with these men because at night they transformed into the most gorgeous women. And I thought, you know, as a 14-year-old kid, I was repulsed, honestly, by what I was seeing, because everything that I had learned as far as religion goes and as far as, you know, anything that any of my foster families had taught me, I had learned so many different religions and so many different backgrounds growing up that what I was seeing and what I was witnessing was exactly the thing that they said was going to kill me.
Right.
And little did I know that, you know, what I was witnessing was going to be literally the remainder of my life, because makeup and hair has literally saved my life, not just one time, but many times over.
Wow.
So if it wasn't for those drag queens, I would never been a makeup artist. Ah. I would have never done hair. And I would have never done drag.
See,
you know?
Drag saves lives and ruins lives.
Yeah, mama, look at me.
So what was your time? Just to get into it, because I definitely want to talk about we're here, but
yeah.
you were in L.A. for a little bit, and you were gigging and doing drag before you sort of really fell down into that hole.
So I started doing drag. I started doing drag to save my life. You know, I couldn't be out in the streets during the day because I was a ward of the state of Ohio. So the state of Ohio was actually my parent. And when I ran away, I became truant, and I became a runaway. And a runaway is immediate. What did they call that? They put a warrant out for my arrest.
That's insane.
They put a warrant out for my arrest. I was 14, and because I was a ward of the state of Ohio, I was obstructing official business by running away. So I would have been put into a detention center. I was a good kid. I just wanted a safe space, a home to be safe and feel okay in. And in the 90s, it was not safe and it was not okay.
Right.
And every home that I went to would, you know, blast out the fact that I was so, you know, flamboyant and so open about being sensitive. And I would cry at the drop of a hat. You know, I was extremely emotional. And I still am. I just learned how to get through life and walk through, you know, the rest of society and not wear my feelings on my shoulders all the time. But
and now you have to deal with Eureka.
I'm
like, what are we doing?
You guys, Eureka is an entity unto her own. You know, she's just a remarkable human being. I met Eureka on season 9 promo shoot for We're Here or for
Drag Race.
Yeah, for Drag Race. Sorry, I got HBO on the brain. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. It's on the brain.
But yeah, I met Eureka on RuPaul's Drag Race shooting the promo for season 9 with the big loaf.
Uh-huh.
And she had, it was like red on the top and it was like black, and she sprayed the front of her hair. And I think she just thought, well, I'm just going to take the picture from the front. And I had seen the back, and the back was not black. And I said, the very first words to Eureka was, "Hey sis, is this supposed to be black in the back too?" And she was like, "Yes, you cunt, it certainly is." And I was like, "Well, it's not. Do you want help?" And that's immediately how I met her. And I stayed in contact with her all through season 9. When season 10 rolled around, I got to do the promos I got to do the hair for the promos of that season as well.
Wow.
And when I say do the hair, it's like these girls are traveling around. They've just filmed the show. They are, you know, gigging everywhere. And all of a sudden, you know, VH1 calls them and says, "Hey, we're shooting promos next week. Get something together." And these girls are pulling wigs out of their bags, you know, and they're a disaster most of the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm just there to assist and aid and help as many.
Well, that's odd because you didn't try to help me upstairs, but well,
you
I
already
guess we'll
called
get
it out
to
immediately.
That.
What did you say? I said this nice red wig
with dirty lace.
With dirty lace. And when you, if you're gonna call it out, bitch, I don't have to call it out for you. So you could have helped. I mean, I thought I was helping by just leaving you alone. You know, sometimes it's better if you just leave it alone,
yes.
Right? It's just better if you leave it alone. You look like you'd be better left alone. Honestly, yeah. At this moment, probably yes. No, okay. So you've been in LA for how long at this point?
13 years.
Damn, bitch.
Currently, yeah. I moved here in 2009. Well, that's 12 years. Yeah, 2009. I can't add, can't count. I literally didn't even graduate ninth grade, so.
Get into it.
You're not about to get into it either.
And how did you learn to do makeup? Did you teach yourself, or were you in cosmetology?
Literally just going from club to club. I started working at a show bar in Toledo, Ohio called Caesar's Show Bar. We did 4 shows a night, 5 nights a week. And I was a 15-year-old kid doing drag. The bar owner wanted to sleep with me. He let me live in his house.
Did you sleep with him?
No. Okay. Absolutely not. I was petrified. This man was scary as fuck. Scary as fuck. But, I mean, hey, I was surviving, you know?
Right.
Those queens were so rotted and so evil and so hateful to me.
They had eye patches?
Burn. Yeah. Only when they painted their face. But, you know, they burnt my clothes. They burnt my wigs. Like, I was just constantly having to maneuver. But, like, what seems like a tragedy at the time actually turned out to me being educated, you know, because you have to learn how to do things on the fly. You pull your costume out and it's got a huge burn hole in it from some nasty rotted queen. You make do.
And you just burn the rest of it.
I mean, it's that education, though, that got me to the point where I am now, where I literally, anything goes wrong behind scenes and there I am, I can fix it. You know, I'm a MacGyver at drag, for sure.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Good for you, Diva.
So as a makeup artist, you basically, I first heard about you, I think, before the first season of We're Here, just through, like, Rhea and Willem and being around in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you just kept painting and painting and painting people, and everyone was like, oh, Six did that. At what point did you stop just painting your friends for gigs and start working like in production on bigger shows? Was it really just those promos for Drag Race and We're Here, or were you doing other types of?
No, I mean, I had, when I moved here, I was working on, I worked on seasons 4, 5, and 6 of The Kardashians. I was doing makeup on a show for Buena Murray called, what was it called? Spin City or Spin Control or Spin?
Spinistry.
It was called Spinistry, and it was
I'll take it back.
It was.
I know Spin City.
It was Kim's PR guy, and they were doing like a runoff of her show, trying to give him his own show. So yeah. I got to work on that. I worked on Married to Rock. I've worked on a lot of things. I was Lance Bass's makeup artist for a couple of years. Actually, Lance Bass's makeup was the very last makeup job I had before I lost absolutely everything. It was my birthday. I showed up 3 hours late to the gig. I was higher than a kite. I couldn't get a ride from
Sounds
where
like
I Raja was.
Sounds like Raja tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck.
Sorry. But I couldn't get a ride from West Hollywood to Sherman Oaks, you know? And I showed up super late, and they said, my name was Jeremy, but they said at the time, they said, Jeremy, we can't have you working like this anymore. And that was the last job I had for 7, 6 years. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. What was your drug of choice?
I started out with pain pills.
Uh-huh.
And the pain pills grew into every other letter of the alphabet that you can imagine.
Okay.
It went from snorting to smoking to shooting. And, you know, before you know it, I'm puddle jumping on Skid Row.
Wow.
What is puddle
jumping? Puddle jumping is when you use the water from a puddle to loosen and relax the drugs so that they can get in your bloodstream more easily. Yeah, experienced sepsis from that. It was amazing.
How about that for a reality check, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, bitch, when I tell you I've really fucking done it, I've really fucking done it.
And then, triumphant return, you fucking ride a motorcycle into Foo Bar.
Yeah, you rode a motorcycle into Foo Bar.
I mean, just the fact that I was able to own a motorcycle at that time was a fucking miracle.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Let alone ride it into Foo Bar. It was immediately after the very first episode of We're Here. We've gone to Gettysburg. We were gone for like what felt like a month.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they were casting for Drag Race, and all the girls from Drag Race were going away to do season 12. And my name was like in the mix. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
was
thought like, you were on 12.
Oh, bitch, I thought I was on 12 too. Yeah, I thought I was on 12.
Well, all the girls, I was on tour, and they were all like, Six has to be on 12. She's not on her phone anymore.
Yeah, girl, I was actually on the set of We're Here, and I had signed a non-disclosure, so I couldn't talk about where I was. I couldn't talk about, you know, the city we were in. I couldn't film anything on social media. It was very, very, very hush-hush because the show wasn't announced. It hadn't even been picked up. So I had to be really quiet about it. And then what happens when you become like a social like person, you want to be out in the social world. You want to be, you know, the apple of everyone's eye. All of a sudden people started talking about me and it gave me horrible anxiety.
Oh no.
So coming back from We're Here, I literally hid in Eureka's house for a week. For a week. I didn't want
anybody. Let's talk about Eureka's house.
Oh, well, which one? The one then or the one now?
The one that looks like it has an outside-inside area.
Oh, that's the one now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that area?
She
there. Okay, if you follow your... I'm sorry, I'm derailing. But if you follow Eureka, she has an area of her home that seems like a porte-cochere, but it also has doors to it. It looks like a cover. It looks like where we are right now.
Yeah, I mean it's beautiful. She lives up in the Hollywood Hills. She
God has bless.
A gorgeous house with a pool and a hot tub and yeah,
things I'll never have. Now, who?
Wait.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Who's the most annoying one to work with?
No,
Bob, Shangela, Eureka? I'm asking the good questions. Now you have to answer because at least 12 people clapped.
I mean, you're gonna get nothing but absolutely positivity from me with those girls.
The least positive?
Probably me.
Okay.
Yeah, probably me. You know, that's a really difficult job. It's hard going on the road. In LA, we have everything at our disposal. We have anything and everything
right.
that we fucking want. We
oh,
have the
yeah.
fabric. We have, you know, the thread. We have, you know, nail girls and costumers and everything. When we're out there on the road, we have, like, Hobby Lobby, you know, Joanne's Fabrics, and Sally Beauty Supply.
God bless.
If that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So are they flying hair and stuff in? Are they buying fabric and
no,
like getting
No, I mean,
it shipped?
we have Wigs and Grace, you know. Gloria is yeah. Our wig designer for We're Here, and she's absolutely incredible. She brings the whole fucking lot with her, you know?
So the season two premiered yesterday.
Yesterday.
We're Here.
Yeah.
And
I hope you guys, how many of you guys watched?
Yes.
Amazing.
It looks so incredible. All the looks look incredible. And I was driving around LA today. Those billboards
are
everywhere.
Everything. Yeah, everything.
And they look amazing. How does that feel to see? Because that's your paint up there, right?
Well, yeah, it's my paint. That's a lot of paint.
That's incredible.
That's a lot of paint up there.
To be Big in canvas. A city that you've lived in for so long and lived in so many different ways, to look and see your work on a billboard? Like,
yeah.
That must feel amazing.
Actually, like, full circle moment. So my very first job in sobriety was working at a nursery right there on Sunset and Highland.
Uh-huh.
There's like a nursery right
there. Yeah.
Well, all of those buildings that are in there that are actual greenhouses, my first job in sobriety was building those greenhouses. So
well, that's
as I'm
where she
building
gets the muscles from.
All of
building a building, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm hard.
Building greenhouses, and I'm driving past with Eureka in the car last night home, and as we're driving past it, the wall that overlooks that nursery, that whole entire wall is nothing but that billboard.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those
insane.
Moments to think, like, where the fuck you start and where you end up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fucking, who knows?
Come on, Six.
Work, Six.
I mean, but that's the thing. You just got to show up, you know? I showed up to build those greenhouses, and I showed up to paint that face. And, you know, I just, all you have to do in life is just show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I will say, Eureka on All Stars, she was... no, I do. I like that dumb truck bitch. Her makeup changed every single episode. Mm-hmm. And in previous seasons, she kind of stuck to the same Eureka face. Do you take a little bit of credit of, like, teaching her her mug a little bit?
I wouldn't say that I taught her her mug. I would
we
say
will.
That
we
I,
would say that.
I'll say it.
Yeah, we'll
I would say
it.
When you're done, I'll say it again.
I would say that Eureka is definitely a sponge. And
don't say that about her.
No, I mean, she's definitely a sponge.
Now who's being rude?
Are you looking at me?
She's a sponge. You show her any fucking thing. Did she just wink her pink eye at me? Oh, conjunctiviral. Oh, my God. Is this why I'm on this side? Yeah. This is the contagion
you can catch
side,
it, baby. Yeah,
exactly. I love it. Girl, trust me. If I could have caught it, I've already caught it.
Which, but this one we're going to combine because we take voicemails, as we all know, on our show. And rather than play any voicemails, we have so many people here. So we thought if anyone wanted to ask a question or share a fuck talk story or ask us if something is gay or not, because we also answer that question on our show. We do a lot of things.
You got a lot of options.
We got a lot of options.
You want to talk about fucking? You want to ask if this is gay? What's the other one?
Do you need some water?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, so this is the segment we call
Fuck Talk.
So I'm gonna take if anyone has a question. I can't go too far because the mic will go out. So I'll be up here. If you have a question or you want to tell a brief story, you can share it, and then we will. We will respond
under 3 minutes.
Over there. Come on
over. You
got to
come over. No, he went. Come here.
He waved you over.
And I was like, you misunderstood the instructions. It's you come here. No. This is
you
a funny
know
bit.
Start oh,
walking.
Is, oh, no.
Bossy bottom coming through.
Oh, no. This is going to be a mat.
Okay, but over here.
No, ma'am. I can already tell it's going to be 20 minutes.
What are they giving y'all in these drinks?
Mama, just take. Oh, my God. Oh,
come hi, here. Katie.
No, over come, there. Come okay. Here. Anyone else?
Okay.
So you're all okay with this. I'm letting you know that you're putting yourself through this.
They have posted
right, on the mic.
Hi. My name's Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Yes, my name's Kyle.
Give it up for Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. Yes.
Okay, is yes, this gay?
Yes.
Yes, the answer is
let him ask.
One time I was dating this chick.
Wow.
Okay.
That's not gay.
I know.
Rough start.
Okay, so, listen, there's a plot twist. So, she comes into my bedroom, at my bedroom that I'm sharing with my brother.
That's gay.
God, can I finish?
Whoa, Kyle.
I'm sorry, Kyle. That was really rude. I'm sorry.
That was.
I apologize.
Honey, you've got things you're going through.
Can't wait to listen to this episode back.
So, I was sharing a bedroom with my brother. You know, we're all teenagers. Shit happens. Blah, blah, blah. She comes in and sleeps into the bed with my brother. Mind you, it's a bunk bed. Plot twist. There's
still no plot to twist.
There was plenty to twist my brother's plot. She gets into bed thinking that it's my brother and starts fucking sucking his dick. I'm not kidding. Where's the applaud now?
Well, when you get to the end, we'll clap.
Yeah.
I ask her, I'm like, hey, do you want to come into bed with me? She pulls the dick out of her mouth and goes, Kyle. And my brother's like, hey, can you get your girlfriend off my dick? And then she gets up and sucks my dick. And then, you know.
That's not gay. That's dark.
Thank you, Kyle.
Really dark.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
I am so confused.
You took me on a journey. Mm-hmm. And I hated every part. Thank you so much, Kyle. Yay. Does anyone else have something to just say? If you want to get something out, apparently here now's the time.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Any deep, dark confessions?
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Uh-oh.
Come on. Oh, you got a good butt.
I have one coming.
We'll
come
do this
here.
One and then
come
we'll
on,
do you.
Come on.
Thank you.
You can't.
And
do
you know what? You sound coherent, and I love that in a friend.
I was just gonna congratulate her. You can't do worse than Kyle.
Poor Kyle.
Poor Kyle.
Kyle, I'll get a picture with you when this is done.
We have another.
You won't remember.
We have another star of stage and screen here.
How are you?
This is Tony, who does everybody's hair so lovely.
Hi, Tony.
Are you a fan of Cardi B?
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, you gotta do the hugs. We gotta do the whole zhuzh.
Your teeth are so pretty.
I know.
They're new.
Oh, give it up for her new teeth! We love a girl that knows how to self-care.
All right, all right. So I have a funny story that I was just thinking of right now, actually, because I don't know Six personally, but I know her because my drag mom is Luscious Massacre.
Oh! Oh! My sister.
Also on We're Here.
Okay, so for a little bit, she lived in L.A., and then she decided she was going to go to Texas, but she still wanted to live in L.A. for a little bit, so she came and stayed with me and my boyfriend for a couple of months. So I never really, I go out like once in a while. I don't go out a lot. But when she lived with me, I would go out often. So she was like, let's go out, bitch. Like, let's hang out. And I was like, all right. So we go out one night. She's like, you drive since you're not drinking right now. I was like, okay.
The girls.
So we're going to the club. Halfway to the club, she's like, actually, can we make a detour? And can you stop right here? And I said, yeah, sure. Why not? So anyways, I stop. I let her out. I'm waiting for her. We're still going out to the club. It's like an hour. I'm still waiting in the car. So
she's notorious.
Luscious.
Yeah, no, you know no. Luscious.
Notorious.
Is she like that on the road?
Bitch, I have stories about Luscious Massacre.
That's why I thought it was funny. So then, anyways, I'm just like, fuck this shit. I'm going home. So then I go home. My boyfriend's like, hey, how was it? I'm like, actually, I didn't end up going out. We made a little stop. And then Luscious never came home.
And we that's were very Luscious.
And we were getting kind of worried. Like,
yeah, this is SVU.
Never worry about the doll. Yeah, not the disco doll, honey. Never worry.
Are they going to like find her fat ass on the side of the road or what happened?
Never
she'd
would
be hard
you.
To kill.
Yeah.
Anyways, we hear a noise in the morning and she we're fat. Like, you know, and it's her snoring. So we're like, oh, she must be home. And we're like, she seems okay. Anyways, I go back to bed and I wake up from a text message later from my boyfriend and he finds like a handful of wigs in the street. I guess whatever stop she made, she had changed hair, didn't realize the head all found out. And, well, anyways, what I'm thinking of the story is she always left a little drag droppings and things like that. So we end up moving a month after that, after she went home. She moved out, we moved, and we end up just throwing everything that she kind of left out into the alley when we moved. And, you know, there was wigs, there was whatever toys.
Things.
And sometimes people slept in the alley behind our apartment. Anyways, as we're leaving and
did
we're moving
she
out.
Sleep
to
in
the, no, as we're moving out,
girl,
we look and there's like a homeless person there. And, you know, he has his water bottle, a little chair, and then there's a wig, and then there's a fleshlight. And then
was it Luscious?
It was not Luscious, but Luscious's things that she left in California end up going to a good home. Or
that's amazing!
Yeah.
Girl, we love the passing on of the drag droppings.
But did you ever find Luscious?
Yeah, you said Luscious came back. But
We went to Hawaii, and there was a muumuu that Luscious likes to walk around in muumuu. She is very non-binary tea. She's just an amazing human being, but she pulls trade no matter where the fuck we go.
What?
Bitch, I could be solidly looking for dick on Grindr. I could literally be saying, I am ready to fuck and nobody. Luscious will walk through Walmart and have four guys hitting her up in aisle 7.
Well, Walmart's her home.
It's not great.
I do want to say, you're going to these tiny little towns on We're Here. When you get on Grindr, is it all faceless profiles?
It's nothing but faceless profiles. And actually, it's really remarkable. The show is called We're Here because that's where we are. We're literally there, you know? We're everywhere. But when you go out into Grindr and you see all these other these places that have no gay representation, it's literally just faceless representation. Everybody kind of knows whether you're gay or not, but nobody's really out there saying they are. It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But
it's
also,
sad.
Have you gotten good dick on the
many, road? Many, many times. Many, many, many times. Many a facelift profile has visited my room. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. You want to stand up?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Big fan. I have a little present for Big Dipper and Meatball later. Okay, I just wanted to tell you guys really quick about the mandolin player who I used to lightly hook up with just a couple of times. That they're all back.
Wait, a mandolin is like a bigger ukulele.
It's like a little ukulele. Yeah, it's like it has a really pretty noise. It's a bluegrass instrument. My dad loves bluegrass.
Oh, okay.
And I was out with my family, of course, at an arts festival, and we had to watch the bluegrass band. And I was like, damn, that mandolin player. I think he's like eye fucking me. And he surely was, with my brother and my nieces and my family all nearby. And I'm like, I'm going to suck that dude's dick later.
Yes! Yes!
Don't you love when you just know?
A coherent story!
You just know. I will be tasting your dick later. Yeah, I love it.
Moist, and it was great, but it took a while. It took a while to get there. Eventually, like, not that night, but, like, this was a drawn-out occasion. Like, we found each other on social media. He was in a relationship I discovered through heavy stalking, but an open relationship, because he was a crazy bisexual. And so finally, the first night that we had sex, he was in my college town, and I knew he was going to be there, so I went out solo, much like I am here tonight, to go find him, and we fucked again, because the first time I tried to do this, he was already there with another girl, so that was a botch. But we finally did it. We finally did it in the alley outside of the venue, next to the dumpster. Just leaned against the dumpster.
That's love.
It was great. It was hot. And then the other really memorable time is the only time I've ever smoked meth. This dude is crazy, you guys.
The only other time I did meth, I was puddle jumping with my good friend.
We both were wearing Luscious's wigs.
Basically.
And my drag name was Amanda Lynn, girl.
Give her a podcast! I couldn't have standing ovation!
Welcome to the stage, Mandolin.
I
tip my eye patch to you. I'm sorry.
Yes, please. Thank you. I don't know why that also triggered. We also had sex in a car once. So it was a handful of times. But, yeah, one time he was like, come over to this guy, my friend's house. This very attractive, tall man. And he was like, come in. We're all going to, like, hang out and have a good time. And we all smoked some meth and got naked. And it was almost a three-way. But because we were all smoking meth, nobody came. It was very sexy. It was these two, like, sexy, like, straight-presenting guys just rubbing on me, and I was in the middle just feeling like a goddess, but nothing super happening. There wasn't even really, like, penetration that I recall, but, like, it was great. And now I'm in a committed monogamous relationship, but I think it's important to fuck talk.
She just literally recapped my entire drug career.
She said it started with a methy threesome.
Yep, methy threesome, and no one came.
I will tell you. Oh, I have a fun story.
Okay,
it's less fun, more sad.
Yours always are.
No, well, yours are sadder. The first time I ever did cocaine, I was living in New York in the East Village. Maybe you've heard of it. And so I did a bunch of coke, and then I brought this guy home.
You gotta be nice to him.
Okay. They just told us these are brand new mics and to treat them nice, and I keep bopping it. I brought this man home, and I was so high on coke, I couldn't get a boner. And so then he was like, let's watch porn. And we watched porn for 4 hours.
And was it like a series?
Nothing. No, it was just a bunch of those Sean Cody videos.
Oh, God.
You know Sean Cody.
Yeah, but
and
that's
you know,
full of...
You're pointing. You know him very well. And it's very white-centric, so I think that's probably what threw me. But I couldn't get a boner. And then finally, after he left, I jerked off for an hour, and it was the best experience of my life.
For an hour?
Have you ever done coke? Do you know how hard it is to come on coke? Do you know how hard it is to come on coke?
An hour is record time.
Yeah. It's like a real process. He was down there sucking on my flaccid dick for so long. You know about that. Not mine!
No, not yours. I have sucked many flaccid dicks, and I take it personally when they don't get hard.
Exactly.
They're just all meth heads. Oh.
They must be.
Can I just say, don't judge a book by its cover. I was not expecting any of that out of you. I wanna show some appreciation because, like I said yesterday, I had a tiny taste of what it was like to get up in drag. My makeup looked horrible, but I did have super glue on my nails.
You look beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
I did an okay job.
But I want to give it up for these amazing queens tonight getting up fully into the gig.
Fully.
And I think it wouldn't be a show without a little twirl. So are we interested in some performance tonight?
Work.
Oh, are we performing?
Yeah, I sent you an email about it.
I gotta give the DJ my music.
So, get the fuck ready for six.
I'm gonna fight them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back.
So you came out here looking pretty, you told hilarious jokes, and then you just did that, so fuck you.
Well, and you now you made Robert have to get down and pick up all this money.
What
if
a
you
talent.
Can you pick up the money over there?
You guys, thank you so much for that. What an amazing
thank
welcome
you,
home.
Six.
Welcome home,
yeah,
Six.
Bitch,
yeah. Thank you for being here.
Oh my God, thank you for having me. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. If you have not, you must go home. You must watch it. But that's exactly what it feels like tonight. It makes me feel like I have gone aww. Full circle. I am home now, and thank you so much for
yeah.
for my life. Thank you for my life.
Oh, my God.
And thank you guys
incredible.
For having me.
Thank
yes,
you
of
so
course.
Much.
Thank
this
you.
Has been so
what
incredible.
What a fucking great time.
Can I just say, I clapped so hard, my hand is sore like when I went to that spanking party.
Where he got the sty.
No. Okay, so Meatball, Meatball,
when you spank a butt and it poops up at you,
no.
What are you gonna stop?
That's not how science works.
It is in my mind.
Okay. Meatball,
DJ, hit it.
Meatball, Brett, are you
I'm
ready?
I'm just kidding, but that would be summer? Funny.
Do you want to do DJ
you,
hit it?
You're allowed to. DJ hit it. You can go if you want.
You guys, give it up for Meatball.
She's coming for my job.
We hug and yes, we make love and always just say goodnight. And we cuddle, sure I do love it, but I need your lips on mine. Can you kiss me more? We're so young, boy, we ain't got nothing to lose. Uh-oh.
Remix that one cool for the autumn.
Well, I was trying to say that.
Oh, yes. Here's Kyle.
Hi.
Kyle!
Oh, Kyle!
Wow, a wrinkled one.
Kyle.
His girlfriend got a hold of him before she gave it to him.
Kyle,
we love you, Kyle.
Kyle, how's your brother?
He's feeling pretty good, if you know what I mean.
And it's a new mic, and now it has to be thrown out.
I have a real serious question for Kyle.
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 No, hold on, don't flip him off and listen to Six.
Yeah.
Do you still sleep in a bunk bed? No judgment.
I'm currently a top bunk.
Work. She is a tight-fitting blouse.
No, it's pretty loose.
Oh,
lately.
That's what they say, girl. Right. You heard it.
Kyle, yeah, watch out for the speaker. No, running into it as a joke is very funny. Yeah, you say, why don't you stay right there? I like him.
Yeah.
You know, I've come full circle.
Do you know why?
He has a mustache.
He has a mustache. That's why you like him. All right. Well, you want to thank everyone for coming out tonight to Sloppy Seconds.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
And make some noise for Meatballs. Stop.
I'd love to clarify. It's not pink eye.
Yeah,
I'm not
weird.
I just don't bathe my eye properly.
Is that in writing? Is it in writing? It's written. It's a sty.
It's written. Yeah.
So Six performed and Meatball performed.
Oh my God, we
did
should
you bring
watch
a number?
You?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Why don't you go throw the banana
Tim
soup?
Tim Burr.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Brett. Hit it.
Literally, no one has ever wanted this before.
Okay. This song goes out to all the chunkitas in the house tonight.
Ow!
Whether you're like me and you're a chunkita, or if you're a chunk eater, get it? It's about eating ass, okay?
You know who I am, chunky the fucker skinny man. Let me feed ya, you know who I am, chunky the chunkita.
Oh, you shaking in your boots, jaw gaping, don't know what to do.
Yes, I'm fine, and yes, I know it. And yes, I grabbed your dick where you think you're going.
I see you falling in lust. After all of me shaking my gut, feet wide 13. I weigh a plus size a must. Trust I'll make you bust with my robot trust. It goes
46, 38, 50.
Thicker, thickest, I'm big, you can't miss me. Every inch,
beautiful.
My flute, fully tunable. Pump like a pastry dough, boy.
Fall in line, laws of attraction.
Boy, bye if you ain't about that booty action.
You know who I am.
Y'all give it up for Big Dipper!
Give it up for Big Dipper!
Bitch,
oh my God! Wait, I wasn't even expecting the motivation!
It's a little mix I made.
Oh, I loved it!
I did not expect any of that. That was fucking amazing.
The shirt, I always forget how good he is until I see it from behind.
Thank you. Not sexually,
just like watching it. Oh my God.
We want to thank you all so much for coming out tonight to Sloppy Seconds. Please make sure to tip your waitstaff. Thank this bar. We had an amazing time tonight. And also shout out to Raja and Delta for very that. And most of all, thank you for listening to our podcast. We love you all.
And thank you, Robert, from Executive Suite.
Yes, Robert.
Thank you.
And once again, Six.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. You can follow us at Sloppy Seconds with Pod and then sloppyseconds@gmail.com. 213-536-9180. Goodbye.
Bye!
Bye, guys!
Your first choice is a big old bus.
You turn around and boom, you end up with us.
Sloppy Seconds! Oh, diva! Doodle-a-doot-doot forever, dog.
To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.